Hello and welcome to video number one. We're going to talk about the introduction to hashtags. So first things first, I want to make sure that you're in the right mindset. I want you to realize that when you're dealing with social media, it's all about building curiosity in the conversation. And it's not about selling your product or service or getting somebody to take action right away. It's about building a relationship and going from that point. So what I want to do now is give you a quick video's overview of what we're going to be talking about in this specific video series. This is video one, introduction. Video number two is going to be how to use hashtags for your business. So before you can jump right in, you need to have an idea about, you know, how you can use hashtags to brand your company, how to market your company, and things about your business that you may not have thought about just yet. Then we'll talk about the basics, the fundamentals, like how to create hashtags. Then we're going to talk about researching trending hashtags, so we know which hashtags are getting a lot of traffic. And then we take that one step further and we figure out related hashtags to that main hashtag keyword that we are focusing on. Then in video number six, we're going to focus on hashtags on Twitter, hashtags on Facebook on video number seven. Video number eight is going to be about using tools to speed up the process that we talked about in videos one through seven. And that is to how do you find hashtags that are powerful, that are trending, and that are doing really, really well without having to do all of this research here. And then, of course, if you want to track how your hashtags are doing in terms of how impactful have they been to your audience, then you can watch video number nine, and I'm going to show you a specific tool that you can use to do that. So here's basically how it all works. So basically what you want to do is you want to research trending hashtags in your niche, first and foremost. Once you've done the research, then you can brainstorm and plan those specific hashtags around your product and service. Then you can start the conversation, communicate with people, and go from that point. Now the question is, what do you need? Well, you need a Facebook account, you need a Twitter account, and you need an idea of your audience. What are their deepest desires? What do they hate? What do they like? What keeps them up at night? And what is your end goal? Is your end goal to sell a product or service? Is your end goal to get them to sign up for a lead magnet, a freebie, a squeeze page, getting them on a landing page? What is your end goal? And then you can have some money only for the paid tools if you want to speed things up. It's not required. You don't have to do it. You don't have to use software tools or anything like that. You can get away with not doing it. But just want to make that available to you if you want to go down that route. So with that said, let's move on to video number two.